We are so excited to have in our studio today Matt Mueller and Linda Gillam, the stars of Alfred Hitchcock's 39 Steps, playing at the Theater at the Center in Munster, Indiana. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So immediately I said 39 Steps, Hitchcock, one of my favorites. Is that the response that you get immediately too when people are coming to the theater thinking, oh, Hitchcock?
Yeah, I think there's certainly an expectation, especially if you're not familiar with the stage show itself, because pretty much everyone knows who Alfred Hitchcock is.
Of course.
For good reason. And so, you know, there's a sense of mystery and intrigue and all the sort of those kind of things that'll happen in the show. And if you don't know what the 39 Steps, the stage show is, it's a lot more fun and funny than an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Tell us about.
Yeah, I feel like it's a celebration of that entire genre of movies, and it's sending it up in a way that's very theatrical, but is a loving homage to sort of all the movies and that kind of mysterious spy story that's going on. And it is definitely poking fun at a lot of the conventions and the film noirish aspects of it. It's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of silly different characters. And I'm fortunate in the fact that I only play one character. Linda, how many characters do you play?
How many characters, Linda?
I play three.
Oh,
so I play a German femme fatale spy, and I play a British damsel in distress, and I play a Scottish country girl.
Wow, so you have three different accents.
Yes,
three different costume changes
Each with their own wig.
And oh, nice.
Three wigs, yes.
So are you like Lady Gaga? Do you have somebody kind of, you know, you go backstage, give us kind of the behind the scenes look. You're backstage, you're doing one of these, and then you have, you know, your wardrobe.
Oh, yes. We have two wardrobe crew, and they are dynamite. We couldn't
incredible.
Do the show without them, and they're fantastic. And so you literally run off stage, and they are standing there, and you dive into your costume, and then you run back out. The other two gentlemen in the show play the clowns. We call it clowns, but
yeah.
Man one and man two, but they play, I think, 150 different characters. But they have a lot more changes than we do. But everything works like clockwork. The timing backstage has to be
to a T.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so one moment, if you take just a brief extra moment on stage and then you exit, it's like dominoes.
The timing's off.
Yeah. Everybody runs into each other.
And this show is usually done with at least 10 people backstage helping out, and we have four. They're really pulling their weight. It's incredible.
I know I shouldn't ask that, but do you have a character of the three that you like a little more than the others?
Oh. They're all so different.
Be honest now. Be honest.
Yeah, come on. The femme fatale sounds
they're all
like
so
that.
Different. Yeah, the femme fatale is really fun. Yeah, she's fun.
How do you prepare both of you? I mean, this is it's obviously demanding. You know, you're taking on kind of a legendary script, if you will, but changing it a little bit too, which I kind of like, you know, adding your own anecdotes. And the humor, too. How do you get humor to Hitchcock?
Well, it's especially with the film The 39 Steps, which is one of his earliest films, it's so of a period and so very specific to what it is that looking back on it, it lends itself. It's sort of a parody of itself in a way. Just the timelessness of it, but it's so very stylized and everyone's talking like this and it's very quiet and it's back and forth like that. So it's very easy to have fun with that kind of thing, play those characters, the ridiculousness of the situations and how serious everyone is. I mean, the more serious we are in sort of the ridiculous situations we find ourselves in, the funnier it is. And then it's also, you know, there's a sign that comes out with the hotel's name and there's a bunch of fake crows on it. And so maybe we reference the birds for the people who, you know, in the audience.
Tippi Hedren comes out.
Exactly. That kind of thing.
That would be any
trip. And there's a bunch of, you know, a bunch of nods towards the other movies in a very obvious, ridiculous, silly way.
And your audiences, I'm sure, love that. They pick up on that.
Exactly.
Oh, and you know, do you enjoy as actors being on stage seeing that reaction from your audience?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And especially with a show like this, in any comedy, really. But especially a show like this, going through the tech process and getting all the bits and pieces, like Linda said, the clockwork in motion and getting everything tight and correct. Finally, to have the audience the response. And it's like, oh, that's right. That's why we're doing this. That because everyone's here now and we're actually all enjoying it because you have that response and it's you don't have the show otherwise. That's great.
It sounds like a fun production as well as being serious and stylized as well. And your rapport is so great. I mean, it's fun to see you here bounce off of each other. Is that how your cast is too?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's a great group of people.
Yes. It would be very hard to do this play if the four of us didn't click. And luckily, we all do.
And has anybody worked together before, or was this all kind of a new gel, new coming together?
I've done a show with Norm.
Yes.
Before.
Okay. I've done a show with Norm as
yeah.
well.
Okay, good.
So, and you know other people who've worked. It's just such a small, wonderful, tight family community around here. You know people who know people who've worked with people. So it's
right.
it's like,
it's
you know, I know you from.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
6 degrees is Norm Boucher.
Okay, now let me see this too. So, of course, Hitchcock and the genre and film noir, of course, there's a whole, you know, generations of fans. But maybe someone, you know, a younger, a millennial might come to see this and say, huh, that's interesting. So it's okay for people who are unfamiliar with Hitchcock, maybe not familiar with this particular story.
Well, and I also think it's a wonderful, it's so theatrical and it's such a terrific, fun theater piece because of the conventions not to beat a dead horse, but using your imagination in the theater, it's one of those shows where trunks become mountains and train cars and different things. And, you know, the actors are flailing their coats behind them to make it seem like the wind is blowing. And that's you know, you hope that's fun for the audience, but it's fun for the actor as well. It's fun for everybody because it's an invitation to come in and be a part of the story and say, you know, this is the journey we're going on. You're welcome. Let's have fun. And so it's a great in for young people or anybody really, as long as you're willing to sit down and
enjoy the journey.
Get into the opening music and say, okay, this will be fun.
This will be good.
It'll be great. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I had several people tell me, oh, this reminds me of Action Movie, The Play, which was a play I did with Defiant Theater I was with years ago. And I thought, oh, you're right. And we drew in so many young folks to that. And so I think it is very exciting to go to the theater and then have things crashing and you have to use your imagination that this becomes this. And I think it's kind of like a movie, but in the theater.
Yeah.
So what do you want your audience to take away from this? Either someone who is well familiar with Hitchcock or has no idea.
It's an enjoyable ride for everybody. It's fun. It's broad. It's silly. And it's a spy story. You know, it's got that tension and the excitement and the
It has a bit of everything. Because it also has a love story.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it has melodrama.
Yeah.
So it's all these different styles and genres all
mashed
rolled
together.
Up, yeah, into one and then blows up.
So your favorite character is? I'm kidding. Poor Linda's going, oh, don't ask me that again.
Her favorite character is me.
Of course. Exactly.
Richard Hannay.
Go see The 39 Steps. It's at the Theater at the Center, Munster, Indiana. It's spectacular. It runs through March 20th. Get your tickets now. Matt Mueller, Linda Gillum, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.